So how was the creative process for this album different than the last one?
It was a world of difference because the last one was it was really a solo album, you know, like I wrote the songs by myself, kind of like mapped out the arrangements, how I wanted to do it, and then went into the studio with a few friends, not the guys that I'm playing with now, and, you know, worked it out like that. And I, you know, I was like kind of like the end all say all of, yeah, I like that, you know, change this and all that jazz. But this one was totally different because when we started playing those songs live with the band, the Chops now, you know, they kind of took on like a whole new life. So when I brought new songs to the band, like, you know, stuff I would just write sitting in my room playing like an acoustic guitar, and maybe I hear it one way, and if I had gone in to record it that way, it would have sounded completely different. But the second you get into like a rehearsal space with like a live acting band that's, you know, creatively contributing to the song, it came out completely different from how I maybe had first imagined, you know? So, And yeah, each guy like brings like their own piece. I know, Nick and Brad, the, bassist and drummer, have been in like multiple indie punk rock bands on the shore growing up. Gio, who plays lead guitar, is really more of like a jam band guy. He never played the same thing twice. So going into the studio is kind of like, all right, man, we kind of like, you know, let's see what you can do. And no two take was ever the same. So he must have played like different variations. And at the end of the day, we kind of sat down and picked out what parts we really dug at his. And now he's kind of like learning, you know, because now people are going to have the album as a reference point. So he's going back and like relearning those parts, you know, the pieces that are going to catch the audience's ear so that he can like replicate them. And then Vic's on the keys and the harp, and he's like the multi-instrumentalist, so he brings everything else to the band too. Completely different from the first one.